Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM Studios. This is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Welcome to the Greg and the Hooks and the tailgate party in Nick's garage on day three of quarantine of our radio show.
Is that what it is?
Maybe day four. I forget. March 98th today.
I'm losing the days right now. I'm Nick Greg at the Bill Hooks. We're live in my garage. Will Wilson back at the studio. You guys can call in 402-466-3776, 466-ESPN. Luckily, though, the weather's been on our side. Friday is looking like we're going to be tested a little bit out here.
Yes.
It's going to be chilly. Is going to be chilly on Friday. I don't know. It's all right. Hey, for the 12, we will stand out here.
Yes, we will.
And do the show, and we'll be nothing but happy, and we'll do everything we can. But it is going to be a little chilly as we get out here. By the way, if you're just jumping on to Twitter this morning, at ESPN Hooksy, he's tweeting out photos. Hooksy coming through. By the way, I got hot sauce inside if you need any or anything like that.
Buddy.
We've got our breakfast burgers. So we did hamburgers this morning with a nice fried egg on there and some good stuff. There's some good green salsa verde that would go good on there too inside. So we're just hanging out in the garage. About to have a real fun day with you guys. It is a hump day, which means we got Robin Washit in about 15 minutes. Excited to chat with him because Nebraska basketball, if you guys remember on Friday, some news coming down, or was that Monday? I don't remember which day it was, but news coming down that Nebraska is in the running for a player from Pitt because Abdul Massey has a great connection with this player. And we were kind of talking about how right now when it comes to your grad transfers, players moving around, all that kind of stuff, it's all about who you know and who knows you. And Nebraska has one of the best in Abdul Massey as a guy that's able to help him with that. So we'll talk to Robin Washit here coming up a little later. Also on the show, Jameson Welsh will be jumping in about 10:30 or so as we talk to him on Wednesdays. That's going to be a ton of fun. By the way, too, I'm kind of excited about this. I don't know when we've got it lined up for yet, but old Hooksy's getting us lined up to talk with the lady who's in charge of your volleyball here in town.
Yeah, I'm working on former Husker Maggie Griffin to come on the show.
Nice.
And she is a part of the new facility that's being built out there with the basketball program and the volleyball program.
Awesome.
And just get her on and talk locally about advice for kids and then what her time like was with the Huskers and what maybe those athletes are going through from her side of it.
Her perspective. Yeah, it's such an interesting time. And I know you put out yesterday a video or a photo of your son sitting there doing like a video chat with the rest of his team and that kind of thing. And that's where we're at right now, you know, utilizing the technology that we have to be able to help the kids going. And I think something to remember too, parents listening right now, I know the days are crazy and they're long. I will tell you right now, and I know I just do radio, right? It's not like I'm doing the work I used to at the rail yard where I'm, you know, busting my hump, kicking cars and that kind of stuff all day. But getting up at 4 a.m, coming out here, starting to prepare things, doing shows till 11. And then at 11, I walk back in that door right there into my house, and now I'm dad and teacher while my wife is working on her job. And like last night about, I want to say it was 8 o'clock, I sat down and it was quiet for the first time all day. And I was like, oh my God, like this has been a day, man.
I know.
And in that process, where I'm going with this is as parents, don't forget, you know, with our young ones, getting them outside and, you know, like my son and I just got some good wiffle balls for him to use to be able to practice hitting. We got the setup over here. We're lucky enough to get the setup to be able to have the machine pitch for my son to be able to hit off of and that kind of thing out in the street. But don't forget to get out with your kids. And, you know, you're the coach right now, too. So you got to get out and get those kids playing some sports and doing some things and burning off some of that steam.
Yeah, that was really cool going back to that when my son's baseball team did the Zoom meeting. And their coach, man, by the way, one of the 12 listens to the show, just giving them drills, being able to share screens, and they had some YouTube videos of stuff. And he's sending work out for them to, you know, to keep their skills sharp. But, you know, you mentioned the kids and getting them out, absolutely getting them out. But you know what? As a lot of parents are sitting there, and Nick, you just mentioned it, you go from here to there right now. Don't forget about yourselves. Don't forget about yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Your significant other, your girlfriend, boy, all that stuff. Don't forget about you and them as well. So maybe take some time to go sit on your patio or
go swing some clubs today, brother.
Go for a drive. For a drive and just go explore the city with the windows down if you have to. Just
get out. I'm excited, man. Today we're going to get outside. And, you know, it's 75 today. It's going to be a little windy, but it's going to be 75. I'm going to get out on the course with Hooksy. I'm so excited about this. We're going over to Holmes Lake today. So around 12:15, between 12:15 and probably like, what, 4 o'clock?
Right, just honk.
Just make sure that if you want to be safe, stand on the green. That's the safest place.
And out of the rough.
Yes.
Fairways are open.
Yeah, fairways are open. If you want to walk down our fairway, don't worry. It may look like I'm trying to hit it at you, but it won't go there. You don't have to worry about that.
Hey, speaking of golf, a shout out, by the way, to one of our 12, Bill, our buddy Bill.
Yeah.
His birthday today.
Oh, nice.
His birthday today. So
nice.
Shout
happy
him
birthday,
out. Man. I sent him a text at happy birthday, and he said, I am golfing today, having a few cocktails, but I'm going to listen to my favorite radio station.
Oh, nice of that guy.
Right away.
Awesome. So we got a lot to get to today. I do want to start off an interesting tweet last night that I think is going under the radar a little bit. I would think it was Adam Breer was the one who tweeted this out. It was from the NFL. He had been talking to some higher-ups at the NFL about, hey, what does it look like come fall for the league? What are you guys, what are you guys doing to get ready for whatever it might look like? And the NFL came back, their official spokesperson said, we don't foresee any issues. We have a group of people that are very plugged in that we've been talking to, and they are telling us that we should be good to run this season with no hitches, nothing in the, no problems. I'll tell you this, I don't know if they're lying through their teeth, but thank you for that, because it gives me a little bit of hope.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what we need right now. We need, you know, and there's
going to
be a lot.
That means the Jets, the Giants.
Giants.
That means you go down to Dallas, you go down to New Orleans.
The Saints.
Yeah.
All
that. That means they think that they'll be in a situation where they'll be able to operate and have fans and do all that stuff if there's no hitches in this thing. And that's huge if it ends up working out that way, but it's nice to have that thing to maybe look forward to get you through right now.
It does, and I just want to – I think it's – people are going to dig into that and do it. I think what maybe a little more perspective is when you say no hitch, like there'll be games. I don't know if I still feel like there will be fans.
Yeah,
or
I don't know if
things
will
like
be.
That. I think that is just the kickoff, get games going, get back to whatever normal is at that time, and getting something going.
Can you imagine how weird that's going to be, though? Seeing a NFL stadium with no fans, because home field advantage is so much the crowd, or, you know, you think about Kansas City and, you know, they got the loudest crowd in all the league, and you get the highest decibels, whatever. And it would be so strange.
It would be, but you're kind of getting a kind of similarity right now is that you're getting wrestling like that.
It's weird.
It's like WrestleMania going off.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing. You're kind of getting a little piece of that right now, but yeah, it would be really weird. If you have an NFL game and you look around and it's just empty.
Yeah. I keep stressing to people, I'm sure all of you are staying, you know, up on the news, and of course we always have updates coming and everything, and it sounds like they're thinking in Nebraska that we'll hit our peak of the bad stuff, you know, whether it's people passing away or whether it's people getting sick here in a couple, 2-3 weeks. If that's the case, if we're vigilant, you know, maybe in mid-May we're back.
Start.
Like, I don't know. At least back to having to where we can play, you know, local athletics and stuff like that and do things around here and then keep things going. So here's hoping, man. It'd be nice. This is our third week, right?
Of this, I believe thing. So. It feels like it, for sure.
I think it is. So this is, I think this is the third week.
Yep.
Since we've really hit this thing. And it's a strange deal. And you're going to feel a lot of up and downs, but it feels nice to have the NFL say, hey, right now, everything is green lit. Everything's normal. We'll be fine. To me, that's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's when you get the reports, obviously there's so many that come out, and you hear them update daily and week, all this stuff. It is continue to do the right stuff with what they're asking you to do to get this thing to either, you know, flatten the curve and things like that. And again, if that is the peak, now you know, if they're going to tell you in a couple of weeks from now it's the peak, mm-hmm. now is the time to really lock down.
Yes,
to 100%. Really dig in. And you heard it. I think you saw it out there. Our head football coach is asking us right now, lock down right now. And if that's the case, do what you got to do right now, and we'll come out on the other side of this with brighter skies for sure.
Oh, yeah. The I think it is important for the NFL, of all the sports leagues. I know the NBA is trying their best to be the leaders in this thing, and like, hey, we went first in terms of canceling things. We're trying to figure out how to line up our league to, you know, in a quarantined area or whatever it might mm-hmm. be, to be able to play a playoffs and that kind of stuff. But let's be real, man. The leader in sports in this country is the NFL. And things will feel better and feel right as long as that thing stays on path.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, I guarantee you, everything's going to get done to make that happen. But it's one of those things, and I know it sounds trivial, because sports, I mean, we're doing a sports show, right? And there's all sorts of stuff going on in this country in terms of people having the correct medical equipment and all that. And I totally, totally, totally get it.
Yes.
But when it comes to our mental health in this country, our sports is such a big part of that, you know, for like the hope, for all the stuff. And I just think it's a big deal. I think it flew under the radar a little bit yesterday that wasn't being talked about. And I think it's an important thing.
Yeah, I mean, sports and music is what we have right now. We have the music that we can get to, but sports is one of those things. You know, my wife, I was talking to her last night. We're watching TV and trying to find out a movie or something we're going to watch with the kids. And she goes, I really miss sports. Like, you're getting that group now. You're getting other people that are missing this, and it's how people come together. And, you know, it's not just that. It's the sports. It's getting out and you're grilling out and you're doing all that stuff. But again, that's why you need to be outside right now. If you get a chance to go outside and do some kind of amateur stuff of sports, whether it be kicking a soccer ball or, you know, we're playing golf, it's super important right now.
There's a Twitter account called I Am the 13, and I appreciate them for that Twitter account.
It.
But we have 12 listeners. You are the 12th listener.
Everybody's
like, 12. Like, we all have 12. We've only got 12. It's a thing. We just have 12. I will never, ever think that we're good enough at what we do to have more than 12 listeners at any time. This is what we are, man.
I love it.
We just hang out. We have fun. Us and 12 other people that are kind enough to listen. And I appreciate you, though, very much. I just want to make sure that you understand how much I appreciate you.
That's so
I do
good.
Think it's fun. That I just 12 is any more than that, I get nervous.
I know.
That's all there is to it.
That's what makes me nervous right now. Is like people are like, listen to us. We might have doubled, but we don't want to recognize.
No, it's 12 people.
It's 12.
There's
That's
only
it.
12 people listening. Coming up with Robin Washington, I'm excited to talk with him about this kid from Pitt that is transferring, that has some potential here with Nebraska and the impact of Abdul Massey. We'll also talk a lot of NFL. You know how we do with Robin, talk a lot of NFL with him. And I'll be curious, because he's a big sports fan, how excited he is for this big Michael Jordan, you know, the ESPN doc that's going to be coming out. Are you all right with that thing being spread out over 5 weeks? That seems drawn out.
I'm okay with it. You can't give everybody everything right away. You got to draw that thing out and anticipate. There's anticipation, and I think part of that is now is with what's going on and not knowing when we're getting stuff mm-hmm. back. There's some. I mean, again, they were pressured a little bit, but this is about a little bit about the money for ESPN and getting this thing drawn out, because it is at 5 weeks. I think it's two episodes for five straight weeks, and there's a lot going into that. But no, I am not. It'll give me the anticipation of 2 hours this week, and then I'm like, okay, next week I get two more hours.
That'll be good. All right, speaking of anticipation, I'm going to make you wait a few minutes as we go to a commercial break, and we have one Robin Washit joining the show. And again, Hooksy's got these breakfast burgers all set up for us, so I'm excited for this thing. Been slaving over the grill this morning, so this will be a lot of fun. You listen to Greg at the Hooks. We will be back after this.